Chum salmon dominate the start of the area commercial fishing season, and Haines residents may vote on a new police service area. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Haines has been without a blue shirt Alaska State Trooper for more than 6 months. The trooper used to provide protection for areas of the borough outside the town site, including the Haines Highway. Now, the assembly has a solution in sight to cover the gap left behind by the trooper. Voters will have the final say. The idea is to create a new police service area. Right now, the Haines Police Department is only meant to serve the town site. It's where the most people live, but it's just a small fraction of the borough. Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel said policing outside the town site should be a concern for all residents, no matter where they live in the Chilkat Valley.
We all live as a community, and your behavior and the policing doesn't stop at a border. You don't. For many people who live in the town site service area, who pay for policing in the service area, to cross a boundary and no longer be provided the police service seems like an odd way to live. You either feel that you're covered or not, and you shouldn't be afraid to go across the border because you won't be covered by the police.
Schnabel presented a number of options to provide police service outside the town site. The one she and the assembly liked best was the creation of a new community safety service area. It would essentially expand Haines PD protection to the entire borough except Excursion Inlet. Creating a new service area requires voter approval. A question could be placed on the October 3rd election ballot. Assemblyman Tom Morfitt raised an objection he's voiced repeatedly. This proposal should be coming from the public, not the assembly. He pointed out that there were no outside town site residents at the meeting asking for a ballot question.
I appreciate the fact that we are all one community and we don't want anyone at Mosquito Lake to be gunned down because the police officer said, nah, sorry, you're outside the service area. But the political reality is that it's very difficult for us to tell people what they need if they don't feel that they need it.
In an effort to make the question more palatable to voters, Schnabel suggests not raising taxes to pay for increased police expenses. It's uncertain what those expenses would add up to. The borough is hiring a fifth police officer right now. If the new service area triggered the need for a sixth officer, that would cost at least $120,000. Schnabel recommends funding the new service area with reallocated sales tax, excise taxes on marijuana and tobacco, and outside grants. Police Chief Heath Scott supports that approach.
My biggest concern in this situation would be being faced with an unfunded requirement after a no vote.
That's essentially what Scott is dealing with right now. His department isn't actively patrolling the entire borough, but people outside the town site do call 911, and the police respond to emergencies. But some assembly members said the expense should be funded, at least in part, by a property tax hike. Here's Heather Lendy speaking by phone.
I feel much more comfortable if part of that ballot question included property tax. It seems like that's the most equitable.
How to pay for the community service area is likely to be a topic of discussion as the assembly moves the ballot question forward. The first public hearing on the ordinance is set for Tuesday, July 11th. Even as the assembly works on the ballot question, the borough plans to advocate for reinstatement of the Haines Trooper post. The troopers left Haines because of state budget cuts and the town's relatively low crime rate. The assembly voted to contact other Alaska communities that have been abandoned by the troopers and work together to lobby the state legislature. In addition to the police service area proposal, the Haines Assembly has another potential ballot question and a number of code amendments before it this week. The other ballot question would clarify the relationship between borough officers, the manager, and the assembly. Right now, Borough Charter says the manager, clerk, attorney, and chief fiscal officer serve at the pleasure of the Assembly. The amendment would change the charter so that the Assembly only oversees the manager. A marijuana and tobacco excise tax is up for consideration. The ordinance would impose a $2 tax on cigarette packs purchased in the borough. Other tobacco products would be taxed at 45% of their wholesale price, and a $5 per ounce tax would be levied on marijuana sold in Haines. The Assembly is set to hold its final hearing on a code amendment that caused significant debate among the Planning Commission. If approved, the change would restrict building heights to 30 feet in the general use, Mud Bay, and Lutac zones. Assemblyman Tom Morfitt proposed a code change that would limit per diem payments in borough contracts. If passed, the contracts would follow the same standards as the borough's personnel policy. Among other items, this would restrict meal per diem to $50 per day. The Assembly will consider whether to censure Morfitt for his release of police complaints earlier this year. The union representing police officers lodged a grievance with the borough for violating the employee contract. The union requested the Assembly formally reprimand Morfitt. The meeting is set for Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. The gillnet fleet in the Northern Lynn Canal is off to a strong start this season. Though wild sockeye runs are slow to arrive, fishermen are nearing a historically high catch of hatchery-produced chum salmon. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
Gillnetters in District 15, the waters between Juneau and Skagway, hauled in an estimated 470,000 chum over 4 days last week. That's more than 3,000 fish per boat. The fishery has been open for about 3 weeks. Much of the fleet is fishing closer to Juneau to capitalize on hatchery-produced chum. Mark Soggy is a biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Haines. He says if there is a similarly strong catch this week, the numbers could break records set over the last 10 or 15 years. Here's Soggy speaking after the July 2nd through the 6th opening.
I look back and there were two years where we were in the well over 400,000 this last week, but nothing as high as our estimate. And I have to stress that our estimate is an initial estimate based on the information that the packers provide us. But it looks to me like this week is higher than any other week at this time in terms of gross harvest numbers.
Harry Reitz owns the local seafood processing facility Haines Packing Company. The business is processing chum for the first time this year. Reed says they've been working at maximum capacity to keep up with the fish coming in. The chum are purchased at a rate of about 80 cents per pound. But the news is not good for all local fish populations.
We're seeing a tremendous harvest of chum salmon. The Dipak produced chum salmon and very low harvest of sockeye.
Dipak, or Douglas Island Pink and Chum, is a Juneau area fish hatchery. Soggy says fishermen are nearing the estimated common property harvest for the hatchery stock. That's the portion of hatchery fish available to the commercial fleet.
Our total harvest is about 860,000, I think, somewhere around there to date for chum. And the total common property harvest was estimated to be about 1 million fish. So we're pushing that, and the seiners just picked up 125,000 chum.
Gillnetters in the Northern Lynn Canal averaged only 5 sockeye per boat during the last opening. Part of that has to do with a management strategy that Soggy implemented to conserve the fish.
The catch was really low, and a lot of that is, well, there's two reasons for that. One is there aren't that many fish around, and the second is the 6-inch minimum mesh restriction I put on, which allows a lot of the fish, if they, anything except the really big sockeye to slide through if they push hard.
Soggy says a big concern right now is whether or not wild stocks of sockeye in the Chilkoot and Chilkat rivers are on their way.
I think over time we've seen a tendency for the fish to come in later and a more condensed catch. That's not necessarily healthy biologically. You should have a fish run should be spread out really over a longer period of time in order to have true diversity in it. But that does seem to be happening, but it's not something I can count on happening.
Haines Packing's Reitz says they are missing the sockeye right now and have markets waiting for the reds to come in. Total catches of other salmon were minimal compared to chum. During the July 2nd through 6th opening, fishermen in District 15 caught a total of around 13,000 pinks, 800 reds, 120 cohos, and 170 kings. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. And coming up next, a special series from Alaska's Energy Desk called Midnight Oil. The limited series will air every Monday after the local news.